You're listening to the Daily Sales Tips Podcast, and I'm your host, Scott Ingram. Today's tip comes from David Premer. David is a 20-year B2B tech sales veteran across four startups, and he spent 5 years as a VP at Salesforce. He's also the author of the brand new book, Sell the Way You Buy. Here he is with today's tip.
Hey, so this is David Premer from Cerebral Selling, and I have a very super simple sales tip for you today. Now, this tip is a solution to a problem that so many sellers have, which is around customer engagement. How do we get customers to engage with us? Not even just engage in a sales conversation, but even simple things like telling us to go away, which kind of sounds counterintuitive, but as any salesperson knows, one of the worst things that can happen in your sales cycle is a customer going dark or not responding. And of course, what do? You start following up, and there's nothing wrong with that. But what's happening is it could be pushing your customer accidentally even further away because all of a sudden they start to feel this pressure to engage with you. So here's my super simple tip for today. And this is a scientifically proven tip. Now, you know, give you a really, really simple example. Suppose you went to the mall and you were in a clothing store and you're kind of thumbing through the merchandise at the store and a salesperson comes over and says, "Oh, excuse me, sir, ma'am, can I help you find something?" You immediately become resistant and you say, "Oh, you know, no thanks. I'm just looking on my own," right? Even if you do need help. And this is because of a psychological principle known as reactance. And it's our desire to push back when we feel our ability to choose freely is being restricted. So if you're a salesperson, you're kind of coming on strong to your customer and leaving lots of phone calls and voicemails and follow-up, or they're going completely dark, or they feel that if they engage with you, otherwise they will be forced into your sales process, they're going to become very resistant and say, "No, you know, I don't want this," but they're not going to call you back. So here's what you do. Here's the simple antidote to this whole problem. When you are, you know, positioning something to your customers around engaging with you or calling you back, you make it okay for them to say no. So for example, after you engage with a customer, you've established some value around your solution, around how you can help. You could say something like, "Hey, you know what? You know, I'd love to continue the conversation. If you have 15 minutes, I think this would make a lot of sense." But if the answer is no, by all means, just let me know and I'll back off, right? When you give people the option to say no, they all of a sudden feel more free, right? They feel more liberated. They do not feel that you're pressuring them to do anything. And they are more likely to do two things. Number one, get back to you in general, right? Whether it's a yes or no, you give them permission to say no, they're going to get back to you. But when you actually give them permission to say no, it is scientifically proven more likely that they will come back and say yes, because all of a sudden that pressure will have been removed. So that is my super simple sales tip for today. Scientifically proven, if you're trying to get higher levels of engagement out of your customer, whether you're having a great relationship or whether they're completely ghosting on you, make it okay for them to tell you no. No is a good answer, right? And it will make them feel more comfortable engaging. Either way, and more likely that you will get a yes. That's my tip for today.
For more about David, including links to his LinkedIn profile, YouTube channel, and of course, his brand new book, Sell the Way You Buy, that you can pick up on Amazon today, just click over to dailysales.tips/454, and we'll have everything for you there. Once you've done that, be sure to come back tomorrow for another great sales tip. Thanks for listening.